2024. We have five of our six members present this evening. Commissioner Gedge is traveling, so won't be able to join us. I'd like to thank the members of the community who have joined us this evening, as well as applicants and staff who have prepared our staff report this evening. With that, before we do anything else, I'm actually going to move that we turn over the running of this meeting to Commissioner Bevins. I'm recovering from a sinus infection and will lose my voice if I proceed much longer. Can I have a second?
I second.
Thank you. I'm all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you, Ms. Bevins.
Absolutely. Okay, so our next item on our agenda is a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll move that we approve the agenda as published.
I'll second. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Perfect. And next is the approval of our minutes from the February 27th, 2024 meeting. Everybody's had a chance to review those. Any updates, comments?
Yes. I spoke with Ms. Valdez before the meeting, and my changes have been already taken into account. So.
Okay. So we don't need to amend anything. No, it's just okay. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
I move to approve the minutes from our last meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Staff, do you have any business for us tonight? Any comments from the Planning Commission before we move forward?
Just a reminder that Ms. Bevins and I will be gone for our next meeting, and Commissioner Gedge will run that.
Okay. If nothing else, we will move into our first administrative public hearing, item H1. This is the Combine on Redwood site plan and conditional use permit, and Demir has our staff report.
Thank you. So this is the property pertaining to this project. It's a combined 5 acres of land on the property. It is right off Redwood Road. The property is on MU South. It's a mixed-use South Center zoning. The proposed site plan shows two buildings. They're multi-tenant commercial buildings. One of the buildings is about 40,000 square feet. The other is about 26, so about 66 or 65,000 square feet between the two buildings. There is an existing fence along the west boundary and the south boundary. Those two fences are going to remain. The new fencing is going to go along the north boundary, the remainder of the west boundary, and around the two homes. As for the landscaping, there's not going to be any sod or turf on site. The landscaping is going to consist of trees, shrubs, and various grasses. The ground cover is going to be rock. For building elevations, like I said, there are two buildings. They top off at 35 feet in height. The type of construction used here is tilt-up concrete. And this is the other building. So between the two buildings, the design is very similar, so this should fit very nicely next to each other. The conditional use permit is for the potential two tenants that would go into this building. They would fall into the category of recreational uses and training activities, which are listed as conditional use in the zone. We have gone over the uses and the potential detrimental effects. We couldn't identify or find any. And with that, staff recommends approval on both the site plan and the conditional use permit application.
Thank you, Demir. Questions for staff?
Yeah, Demir. So oftentimes, like we have a strip mall or something, we have a restaurant, there'll be a specific address for a unit in a combined building or multi-tenant building that has given that conditional permit. Is what's being asked today to put the conditional permit on any and all of the multi-tenant units?
for this entire site, yeah. So instead of having it tied to a specific space within the building, it would be for the entire site, yes.
So they could so all for be instance, none or all could be recreational right. and training.
Or any part of the two buildings, yeah.
Okay. Let me think about that. Thank you.
Sure. Anyone else? Is the applicant present? Does the applicant have anything to add to the staff report? You could just state your name for the record and who you represent.
Sure. Would you like my address as well?
Sure.
Doesn't matter. Lynn Bowler. I represent the applicant. And in fact, I am part of the applicant. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Any questions for the applicant?
I do. Is this a facility that potentially will host tournaments, bring large numbers of people in at a single time besides just like the private lessons that were outlined in the back end?
It's a great question. No, we don't anticipate that.
What do you think a reasonable mix is? So like not all of them are probably recreational and training activities. What in your ideal concept mind
right.
would be the mix?
Anytime that I look into my crystal ball, I remember that it's broken. And so I'll give you my very best guess, and that's the best I can do. As we started down the path of, you know, talking to some recreational user or sports user specifically, especially here in South Jordan, y'all have a lot of kids that enjoy volleyball, basketball, baseball, and so there's a large need for that. And so that's something that actually, as we've talked to the coaches and those who run those programs, that's something that we've tried to focus on. Ideally for us, it would be to have a lot of those uses all together because then there's some synergy there together. And so as we speak today, there's only two that we're talking to. But in our minds, we feel like this would be a great location for that. And there seems to be a lot of need here in South Jordan.
Great. And is... I don't remember seeing the interiors. Are any of the units combinable?
They are, yes. We have what's called a demising wall system in there. Okay. And so, yes, we can expand and also make the spaces smaller, depending on what's required for the different users.
And that's all of the interior or most of the interior?
Yes, sir. Most of the interior would be that way.
Okay. Yeah. Which could be some of the synergy of combining.
Absolutely, yes, and even, you know, looking at different hours of the day and when kids are in school and other uses. So, yes, sir, we're trying to maximize all of that.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir, you're welcome.
Her packet indicated that these are one-story buildings with the option for a mezzanine level as needed. Could you describe what that is?
Yeah, so as we looked into that, sometimes there would be a need for offices, for example, and so that's mainly what would be up there. It's just small office space.
Is that just a perimeter type? Okay.
Typically, yes. Yep. Stairs on either side and just offices up above.
Anyone else down there? Questions for you? I have a couple questions for you. How many potential units are there in total between the two buildings?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I want to say that there's a potential probably of 16 total units off the top of my head.
Okay. And then they're going to judge me for asking this question, but I have to ask it.
That's okay. No judgment here.
They talked about the landscaping. Do you have any of the flowering pears on the site? See, I told you.
I do not know the answer to that.
Okay.
I don't know if Demir might be, or we do have.
I don't think so, but I'm not positive. I'm not sure.
Do you love flowering pears or do you hate them?
They smell disgusting. So okay. If you happen to find any.
They're not on.
Okay. Fantastic.
Great.
Okay.
I'm glad that we don't have any then.
Any other questions for the applicant? Okay. If we have questions after, we'll call you back up.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. So we will open the public comment portion of this application. Is there anyone in person that has come to speak to this item. Okay, we would just ask that you state your name and where you reside for the record. And you have 3 minutes to address the commission.
My name is Miriam Drury, and I reside in Bluffdale. My son is the occupant of one of the homes. I helped him purchase it. I do real estate. And so we were interested in this property when he purchased it, and also have been in conversation with the development too, as far as maybe combining the two. So as we look at it, it greatly impacts. So I actually sold both of the homes, the one to our cousin who was interested in the development as well. But we haven't been able to come to terms with, we wanted to purchase the back or have them purchase ours. But as we look at this plan that's going forward, our concern is just the amount of parking.
There's 250.
253 stalls that would go of parking that would go in and out, and it looks like it's just one way in, one way out. So we're just thinking of the safety of where he lives there, and potentially there's not a turn lane there. So as parking's going in and out or they're trying to pull out of theirs, it just seems concerning. At one point in the parking, that's only 26 feet wide. In the roadway as they come through. We were just hoping for a little more conformity. We love South Jordan, and that's why I encouraged him to purchase here. And I've worked with other cities as they do developments, and just to make it conform so that, you know, 20 years down the road, it looks great as you go along the main corridor. And so it doesn't, you know, whatever we decide to do with the properties, it's just impactful to us because it's a smaller area for us to work with. But we're mostly concerned with the amount of parking and people coming in and out and the safety. I know there was a previous accident, you know, where there wasn't a pull-off lane off Redwood in South Jordan just this summer because there isn't that. Being able to turn, and this only has one turn lane in. But those are just our concerns. And,
yeah. And one of the other concerns is that it's going to be a sports center, so probably a lot of after work activities. It's a lot of stuff that's probably going to happen later into the night, especially where there's residential right in front of the buildings.
And it's also 35 feet high, so it's a big impact to the area.
When we were talking to them before, they didn't want anything two-story, and so this is definitely going to be as high as two-story, as 35 feet high.
So those are our concerns. We appreciate your time and listening.
Thank you.
I think that's...
I'm sorry, can we have your son? Is it your son?
Yeah. Oh, yes, you state
your name. Dylan Drury.
And he lives...
And I live... on 11250 South Redwood Road, just on one of those houses right in front of it.
And the house next to us is our cousin who owns that home, and he wanted us to represent as well.
Yeah, and that's Mark Newman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Is there anyone else here in the chamber that would like to speak to this? No. Do we have anyone online? If there's anyone online that would like to speak to this, we just ask that you turn on your camera and give us a wave. And you will also have 3 minutes. Not seeing anyone, I'm going to close public comment and bring it back to the commission. Shane, if you could address the concern of parking, what is required, and maybe what traffic is on Redwood. What the traffic looks like, turn lanes, and
maybe I could have Demir talk about the parking. But as far as the traffic, it's my understanding that UDOT has reviewed and approved the access to it. Okay. So, yeah, that's been approved. And if you notice on the plan, it's for a right in, right out. And they've required a concrete median, they call it a pork chop, to create the traffic in a right in, right out movement.
Okay, so there'll be no left turns coming in from Redwood from the south?
No.
Okay. Mayor, can you address the parking?
I think there is a table on the site plan that's in your packet, and it shows the breakdown of potential users and how it conforms to the city code. And based on what they've given us, they have plenty of parking.
Okay. And then another concern we heard was the hours of operation were after typical working hours. Can you address what our city code would be on what their hours are allowed to be in a facility like this? Are there limits on nighttime hours?
I believe the quiet hours are 10 p.m., but let me do some research and I'll get back to you.
And then the last thing we heard was about the height of the building. Could you explain what the city code is on building height and restrictions?
Yeah, the maximum allowed height is 35 feet, and they're just below the maximum. So they're meeting the city code.
Okay.
So for us to say no on the code, I mean on the height, we would have to change the code, basically. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Commissioners, did I get all the questions?
One. They mentioned conformity, but I think the packet actually addressed that. We're aiming for a certain park strip and sidewalk width along Redwood, correct? And they're meeting what that plan is, okay.
So yeah, they're gonna take out the existing park strip and sidewalk, and they're gonna put in a 12-foot park strip and an 8-foot sidewalk.
Commissioners, is there discussion on this?
Yeah, Demir, if they were sort of the Drury's, I think. So if, as they go to develop that, would they have to have an independent access to Redwood Road, or I guess maybe the whoever develops that or however it develops might have to get, if it changes from homes, would need to get its own access or a shared agreement of some sort to that?
I mean, ideally, they could use the same access if they can get to agree to having a shared access. If not, they would have to go work with UDOT on getting that access granted.
Okay.
In fact, in my opinion, I think UDOT would try to force the shared access because they want to limit the number of accesses on Redwood.
Because it's seven lanes. If it's not seven, it will be seven at least.
It is seven. There's three lanes in each direction plus the center lane. So
I just drove in it. You think I would know that, but I just know it's... Apparently I don't.
Any other questions, concerns, comments?
Just that while there's still people living in these homes, I presume that they have all the same protections as far as the lighting and the parking structure will be aimed downward so that it's not lighting the adjacent properties, and noise ordinances are enforced by the county, but those sort of protections will extend to them.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Okay. As you stated earlier, this is an administrative item, and it does appear that everything that we've been shown in this application meets our codes and ordinances. So from my viewpoint, I don't see an issue with approving this project.
I just had a question about conformity in the sense that were there any, besides the park strip and the sidewalk, were there any other specific concerns about conformity in the area that the public comment had mentioned?
No. I mean, we have specific design standards within the zone itself, which they're meeting, but outside of the zoning requirements, there's nothing else, no.
Yeah. And this project did actually go through the architectural review committee, and it did meet all of the requirements. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
So I'm just reading the city code. I guess it doesn't apply to every business, since obviously we have convenience stores and grocery stores open. So between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., you can't do any construction. You can't pick up trash receptacles. You can't sweep parking lots, those type of things that probably generate more noise. So you can't do those activities between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., but it's just restricted to that. So basically, they could stay open past 10 p.m.
Sorry, would the applicant like to come up and address their anticipated hours on the property?
I think it would be difficult for me, not knowing exactly who's going to occupy right now, to commit to any sort of hours there. So I don't know. I do know that if it's my kids that are going to practice there, that I would want them home at night. So I think it's reasonable to expect that that at least the tenants we're talking to right now wouldn't be open late into the night. But it would be difficult for me to answer that for everybody.
But you don't anticipate late night hours of operating on the property?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm open to a motion if there's no further discussion.
Maybe the only thing I would add is it's the first time, I believe, in at least 5 years that we've done this, where we've taken a multi-tenant and given it the conditional use for the entire thing. And that feels a little interesting. I don't know if I've ever thought through the ramifications, but assuming that there might be other tenants that need conditional uses, we could have multiple conditional uses on multiple, you know, maybe even on the whole property, which could be interesting. I just think it's something to watch for. That's not to say that couldn't develop already in another multi-tenant where one was a restaurant, now it's seeking to be another thing. Just be interesting to see how it develops.
The conditional use permit is for a specific use. So if they have any more of that type of use, they won't need to get another conditional use permit. But if it's a different use that requires a conditional use, like say it is, I don't know, like I can't, if it's a different type of use, yeah, they'll have, this doesn't blanketly cover all conditional uses.
Right.
It's just the one. So if they filled the whole building up with the same type of use, yeah, obviously they wouldn't have to get one. But if they changed the use to, I don't know, I don't know if, say restaurants were a conditional use, they would have to get a separate conditional use permit for that. But I don't know if there are conditional or what the conditional uses are in that zone for sure.
Right. And I was just saying, like, either in that case, when they go to, but if they need to seek another conditional use permit, would it be one particular unit, or would we stick with this conditional use and try to apply it to the entire property to give the flexibility to the applicant, you know, to rent out?
I think it kind of, in a way, it depends on what detrimental effects that it could have, and if you don't want to. You know, if there's a detrimental effect that you identify and there's a way for them to mitigate it, but maybe that detrimental effect can't be mitigated just universally. It had to be on a case-by-case basis. And at that point, you could probably say, no, we're going to, you know, we don't want to allow a repair shop in here for, you know, to have it full of, you know, because it might be too much noise or something like that or and so those kind of things, you can evaluate that on each conditional use permit application if you want. So
yeah, one of the things I'm thinking of is I just don't know, with 16 units, what would it look like if 16 units had the same conditional use? Like, thinking through the detrimental effects at scale is the part that I'm like, well, that seems a little unusual for me. It'd probably be fine. You know, we talked about some of the protections and mitigations that are in place. It's just a little different than I've seen in the last few years. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone like to make a motion?
I move that the Planning Commission approve application PLSPR 2023-00204 to allow for construction of two new commercial buildings, and PLCUP 2023-00209 to allow for recreational uses and training activities within the two buildings.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
Ms. Valdez, if you, any discussion on the motion? Okay, Ms. Valdez, if you would lead us in a roll call vote.
Yes.
Commissioner? Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Warner?
Yes.
And Commissioner?
Yes. Okay, that motion passes 5-0. We wish you luck with your property and look forward to seeing what you do with it.
Thank you.
Okay, we will now move on to our second administrative review item tonight, and that is the mix at South Jordan Subdivision Preliminary Subdivision plat, and I believe Demir has our report on that one as well.
Yes, thank you. So the subject property is again just off Redwood. The property itself is vacant and unimproved. It is about 2.5 acres. The zoning on the property is RMPD. The zone change was approved just recently. The zone change came with a development agreement that got adopted and by the city council. This is the proposed subdivision plat. As you can see, the plat has a residential portion and a commercial portion up against Redwood. Two lots on Redwood are commercial building or future commercial buildings, and then the rest are townhomes. This project has two applications. This application is just to review and approve if it meets the city code, the preliminary subdivision plat. The site plan, which is coming up, it's still under review. That's going to be coming up. That's going to show all of the improvements on site. So you're not going to be seeing any improvements with this application, but the one coming up is going to show improvements on the site. So, and with that, the application meets the zoning standards and meets the development agreement terms, and hence should be approved. So, thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. And thank you for including the development agreement in the packet. That was helpful. I do have a question for you. I know you said this is just a site plan, a subdivision. I know that the commercial buildings went through ARC a long time ago. Where this has been so long since we've seen this, does that need to go back through the ARC before we hit site plan, or are we good on that?
I did go to ARC.
Yeah, she just said a while
ago. No, it
we're
doesn't.
Good?
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Okay, anybody have questions for staff? I do see the applicants in the back. Is there anything you'd like to add to the staff report tonight? If you would just state your name and who you represent.
Hi, Justin Jones with Civil Science, the applicant representing the owner and developer. We have nothing to add. We're grateful for the staff's recommendation.
Great. Anybody have questions for the applicant while he's up here? Thank you. If we have
further
questions, we'll call you back up.
Appreciate it.
Okay, we will move into the public comment portion of this item. Is there anyone in person that has joined us to speak to this item tonight? Okay, not seeing any. Is there anyone online? If you are here to speak to this item, if you would just turn on your camera and give us a wave, we'll give you 3 minutes to speak. Okay, not seeing anyone. I'm going to close public comment on this item. Commissioners, discussion on this item?
Well, we had a lot of discussion the first time we saw it. The density is more than I'm used to seeing, but the city council approved this and gave them the ability to build up to 21 units. And so after reviewing their development agreement, I'm not seeing anything that I would raise an objection to. I do feel like it meets what we've been presented this evening.
Anyone down there? Okay,
Commissioner Bevins, do you mind if I?
Please.
Demir, I just want to be clear on something you said. The development agreement calls for the developer to install certain amenities, such as a tot lot and so forth. As I understood what you were saying, is that will come up under site plan approval and does not get shown on the plat. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
All right, that's all I had.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. I do.
Yeah, so amenities, fencing, all of that is going to be shown on the next application that comes before you.
Do we know when that is tentatively scheduled?
Not
okay.
Okay.
Like Commissioner Hollis mentioned, we have seen this a couple of times before. I do appreciate the improvements. It is quite a bit better than the first time we saw it. So, according to the development agreement, it looks like it meets all of the conditions, and I don't have an issue approving this either. I'm open to a motion if someone would like to make one.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that the Planning Commission approve the mix at South Jordan preliminary subdivision plat, file number PLPP20230078.
I will second. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, Ms. Valdez, if you'd leave us in the roll call. No, I did.
Commissioner Campbell?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevins?
Yes.
Commissioner Bishop?
Yes.
Commissioner Hall?
Yes.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That motion passes 5-0. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you for site plan shortly, hopefully. Okay, and that. We do not have any legislative public hearings, so that concludes our official business. Do we know what our next meeting is looking like, even though several of us will not be here?
Right now, there's just one item on the agenda. It's an administrative item. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's just one. Oh, I don't remember. I remember now. It's for a detached garage. I'm not sure what the issue is, why it's coming to you, whether it's too tall or exceeds the footprint allowed or whatever, but it's for one or both of those reasons, I would imagine. So.
Okay. Anyone else have anything? Anyone aware that they will not be here next time other than Commissioner Hollis and I?
I expect to be here.
Okay. And I will move we adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you, staff, for everything. Mm-hmm.